Good evening, internets. Big Brown and Bernsey coming at you again.
Episode 27.
Nice. It's Brandon Jacobs' number.
It is. Speaking of Brandon Jacobs, we just watched Eli Manning get his head split open.
Dude, blood is gushing out.
Gushing or gushing?
It's gushing.
It's gushing.
It's like a gushy.
It's like a fountain of blood out of his soft, fucking faggoty forehead.
Whoa.
I hate that dude, man.
Well, do you hate him because he played for the Giants or because of him?
I hate him because of that whole bullshit he pulled during the draft.
Oh, so it goes back to then.
Yeah. Stop moving the furniture around.
Did you not mind him when he was at Ole Miss? Were you, like,
no, hate him in college? Because I love his brother. I thought he was going to be a good dude like Peyton Manning, like Billy Zane, but he's not.
Billy Zane.
He's a douche, cool. Dude.
Dude, Peyton's dude, a beast.
He literally stomped his feet like a little crybaby and said he didn't want to play for the Chargers and he wants to be traded.
He and his father, both.
Yeah.
His father did that
Peyton same. Would never do that. Colt sucked when he went there.
As a matter of fact, they were talking about Peyton on Outside the Lines or Sports Reporters or something because, you know, his contract expires at the end of this year. Yeah,
Peyton's does.
Yes. Yeah. And they've been talking about reworking it and getting another contract. Dude, he's not the highest paid player in the NFL, and he doesn't even care to be. He doesn't, you know, you don't hear him holding out and bitching about his contract. If you sign a contract, dude, honor the contract.
Yeah. Exactly. Out. If you get drafted out of college by a team, you should play for that team. You're just don't be a sucker and bitch and moan and get traded to a different team because you think they're not going to be like a good team or they're not going to have a winning season.
Now I will say there are extenuating circumstances where if a player clearly outplays his contract, maybe you should pay him a little bit extra. That's fine.
That's
or,
fine.
You know what? If the team feels any, and I'm just going to throw this out here because it hits close to one of my homes, is Joshua Cribbs, the Browns.
I mean,
the dude's a beast. And he is clearly...
Look, watch his head split open.
Oh, there's a hit one from his own teammate. Hit two in the back.
Blindside, helmet flies off, and he takes something to the fucking face.
And then he takes either a face mask to the forehead after the head, the helmet pops out.
Boom! I think it was a shoulder pad.
It looks like a shoulder pad. Yeah.
Leonard. I think it was he...
Jim, is it Jim Leonard?
Yeah.
One of those guys?
What a fucking douche. You deserve that shit. I hate him. All right, anyway, back to
the Brandon Jacobs bitching at?
I don't know.
He fucked up the handle.
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. I'm not going to backtalk him. But Joshua Cribbs, dude, has definitely outplayed his contract, his rookie contract. And I can't say the same for Revis. I don't know what his contract is. I think right now his base is like a mil.
Yeah.
But Joshua Cribbs was like 386.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking A. He's the best player on the team.
Yeah.
He deserves to be getting
paid. Well, what's league minimum? 350? 300?
Yeah, maybe 300. Well, yeah, I mean, he goes up if you're a vet, you know, as opposed to, you know.
Well, didn't Steve Francis pull that shit too?
Wasn't he a Merlin? Wasn't he a Terp?
Yeah, but when he got drafted, he got drafted by like Toronto, and he was like, "Fuck that, I'm not going to Toronto." And that's when he got traded to the Rockets. I think maybe I just made that up.
Well, I didn't know. What, I mean, that I thought that something similar was going to happen with what's his name, the receiver last year. Remember, he was holding out, and he finally signed with the Skins.
Who?
The receiver from Oklahoma State, or Texas Tech.
What receiver?
The wide receiver that was holding out
from
the Niners. No, the Niners drafted him.
Oh.
And he was holding out, and he finally signed, like, somewhere, like, six games into the season, signed. And he was a stud in college. I mean, for Texas Tech, he was ridiculous. Creighton or shit.
I don't know. We'll look it up.
Anyhow, but yeah, I mean the players dictating what they're gonna do. It does kind of annoy me.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying, dude. You should be happy.
And it's not really the players all the time, though. It's the agents a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And
but like
and the people and their advisors around them.
I don't know, hyping everyone up.
Dude, Maurice Claret.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you're too good. Go to the NFL. He fucked himself. And then Mike Williams, because he followed in Claret's footsteps from USC, did the same shit. And now he's a fucking bum. Like,
isn't Claret in jail?
He just got out. He actually just...
Did he rob a convenience store or something?
No, kid people.
Oh, he robbed people.
Yeah, he robbed for like a cell phone and shit. And then the cops came after him. He was wasted drinking Grey Goose and had like an AK-47... bulletproof vest, a handgun,
and
all this shit.
That dude could have been a fucking beast.
He could have been, dude. Yeah. He just, you know, he's an idiot. I mean, he has these people around him, you know, tell him that he's better, you know, he deserves to be in the NFL after sophomore season, this, and the other thing. But he actually just was accepted and re-enrolled in Ohio State. So he's back in school.
He's going to get a marketing degree.
Yeah.
He's going to get a sales degree.
You know, hey, you know what, though? I got to commend him because he definitely, at that point, coming out of prison, he definitely could have just went down the wrong road. But at least he's back in school trying to make things right. So anyway, number 27 episode, Big Brown and Burnsy. We've had a lot of activity on the Facebooks.
Yeah, dude. Thank you, Internet. We got over 300 fans now. We got 307 fans as of today.
And there's been a lot of activity on the website. People are posting things. Yeah. Josh Burns has even posted videos. He somehow figured out how to post a link on Facebook. I don't know how he figured it out.
What did you post?
I posted the Tila Tequila getting stoned.
Is that today?
I posted that either like early this morning or yesterday. Yeah. And then I also posted the video.
You see your pictures? Yeah. Your face all bloody and beat
what
up.
What a fucking coo she is.
She is a fucking coo.
And then I posted the video of the dude trying to guzzle down the Patron.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see
that? I saw that. And he got bitter at the end.
He got mad at the camera and he's like, turn it off. I didn't do it. You know, after the beginning of the video, he's like, dude, record this, this is going to be awesome. And then after he pukes at like minute two, he's like, turn off the camera, I didn't do it.
Dude, just thinking about that, he's going to puke.
Oh, you see him puke all over the chick, and then she started almost throwing up?
You know who would do something like that? It's your boy, Red Wing. He'd totally do a bet like that, and then when he didn't do it, he'd get all bitter.
Dude, Red Wing and I were going back and forth on the old text messages.
You guys broke silence, huh? You guys are friends again.
Yeah, I mean... We just...
Oh, my bad.
Sports update. What's going on? O's?
Baltimore's losing to Seattle.
Surprise, surprise. he's doing that diet. He's trying to do the V diet. He's trying to lose 100 pounds or whatever he's trying to do.
40 pounds.
40 pounds, and you guys bet him 200 bones he couldn't do it?
Yeah, 200 bones, he's got to lose 40 pounds in 6 weeks. What do you think? I mean, there's only 2 weeks left.
Look, dude, at the beginning, I was like... No chance in hell he's getting it. There's no possible way he's going to do it. And then when he hit me up today and he said he's got like 15 more to go.
I don't believe that. Dude, that dude will do anything for money, first of all. There's no way he's going to cough up. See, Internet, this dude is such a fucking cheap bastard. Not only would he not pay us for the... We knew he wouldn't pay us if we bet him. So what we did was we did the bet. We publicized the bet at our gym. So the owner of the gym was in on it, and he okayed her to charge his credit card with $100 worth of credit for me and Tim if he loses, in case he doesn't show up or he doesn't pay us. So if he doesn't do it or doesn't show up and doesn't pay us, we get $100 worth of gym credit on his credit card. So we're covered either way.
Yeah. And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Because there's no way.
I know him. I've known that fucker for a long time. He'd be so quick to flake on the pain on that bet.
Number one, he would definitely flake on the pain, and then he would just quit working out at the gym so he wouldn't see you again. Just so he wouldn't see you again.
So but we fixed that problem. I got more people involved than should have been involved.
By the way, Michael Crabtree is his name.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Crabtree. Creighton? I don't know why I kept thinking Creighton, Michael Creighton.
Wasn't he one of DeFranco's boys?
No, that Brian Cushing is. Yeah,
I thought Crabtree was, too.
Crabtree got involved in that Deion Sanders shit. Yeah, that's what it.
But Cushing was in both. He's a DeFranco boy, but he was on that Deion Sanders. What was it? You something?
Draft you like that. Anyway, so what the fuck's been going on with you in your life,
dude? It's been hanging out, man. We just signed our lease to a new place.
Wow.
Yeah, we're moving on up. No more Columbia Heights. I'm sad to say I'm leaving Columbia
Heights. Dude, you thought you're so fucking like you
dude,
thought you had so much street cred.
I love it, man. But I mean, the place that we found was just so good. So Boca and I were looking at places, and he would always look for places in like DuPont or Logan.
Yeah.
And I was looking at all the places in Columbia Heights because I wanted to get a house in Columbia Heights because it'd be more affordable, it'd get more real estate.
Yeah.
But I mean, I saw this place in Logan Circle, man. I was like, fuck.
We fell in love with it.
Yeah, we put an application in instantly, and we got it like 2 days later.
Well, I haven't seen it live.
Yeah.
I did see some photographs.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It does look pretty badass.
So we'll probably be having a party on September or something for my birthday.
For your birthday?
Birthday.
You want to do it like September 11th?
No, that's not my birthday. It's the end of September,
That's Klotz's birthday.
September 11th. So, yeah, September, probably like that weekend, the 25th or whatever, probably have a party at my place. Takers.
By the way, internets, we're watching a preview right now, a trailer for probably what has been predicted to be the best movie of the century, one of the hottest flicks of the century.
Siskel and Ebert?
No, two guys you might have heard of, Chris Breezy and T.I. T.I. predicted that it's going to be one of the hottest flicks of the century.
Speaking of hottest flicks of the century, I saw Other Guys on Friday.
What's your take on this, dude? I've heard it's hilarious. Dude,
I was laughing my testicles off. The dialogue is ridiculous, and it's definitely, once it comes out on DVD.
So are you ball-less right now?
What?
Are you ball-less?
Ball-less?
Yeah, ball-less.
Yeah, because I laughed them off. I left them in gone. The theater, yeah.
Wow.
I literally left my testicles in the theater. It must be a funny
movie.
Dude, the dialogue is ridiculous, man. I mean, I know it was Adam McKay and Henchy wrote it. Adam McKay is the guy who wrote all the other movies, like Talladega Nights and Step Brothers and Anchorman and all those movies.
Old school, dude. Old school, yeah.
So, I mean, I knew it was going to be good. But I tweeted him last week after I saw it, because I knew it was him and Henchy who wrote it. I was like, and the other guy's writing duo of you and Henchy, which one's Damon, which one's Affleck? Because I think they're both in the movie. I know McKay's in the movie. Because he always has like a cameo in all of the movies. But yeah, dude, it was fucking hilarious, man.
So I don't want to ruin for anybody because I haven't seen it either, but I do want to go see it. I've been told that it's up there with Anchorman in terms of comedy. It's funnier than Step Brothers.
Yeah, I'd say it's funnier than Step Brothers.
But I heard Marky Mark just goes a little overboard. Like, they're trying to make it so funny.
It's got to be hard to play opposite of Will Ferrell, man, because he's just, like, naturally fucking hilarious.
And let's be honest. Marky Mark's strong suit is not, like, being a sensitive, like...
But he's not. He's a fucking douche. He's a dick in it. The whole movie, he just makes fun of Will Ferrell.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking hilarious. Ferrell, like, drives around in a Prius, and he's like, how does it feel to drive in an actual vagina? Like, I mean, it's a good movie. The dialogue's funny. The story's pretty good. And obviously The Rock's in it, so bonus.
I was in it. Did you jerk off when he came on the screen?
Dude, Ferrell and The Rock in the same movie?
Dude, what if Ricky Gervais popped in there?
Dude, it'd be over.
Done.
I would have done something. I would have jerked off in the theater.
Surprised you didn't already, based on that cast right there.
And the other crazy thing that happened this weekend to me was I went to a fundraiser that was for dancing schools and clubs and for youth in D.C.
Internets, he's doing air quotes because you can't see him.
Dancing club. So it was like going to a Step Up 3D concert.
Oh, my.
So it was all like these like hip-hop. But they were like little kids. There was like adults. Okay. It was like everybody. And it made me realize how I have no idea about dance. Because they were doing shit, and I was like, oh. I mean, I was impressed by everything because I can't dance at all.
Yeah.
But luckily, right in front of me, there was these two black dudes who were obviously dancers because they couldn't fucking keep still during the whole thing. And every time they'd be like, ooh, they'd be like, ooh, that was hot. I'm like, yeah, that was hot. That's that was my cue to know something good just happened was when they say something.
Oh, I did the double, triple.
Yeah, axle. Yeah. They'd be like, ooh, that was hot. Yeah. I'm like, damn. I'm like, yep, that was hot.
And then you're just clapping.
So, yeah, it just made me realize how fucking old I am, and now I have no idea what good dancing is.
What if they would have done some ballet? Would you?
I still wouldn't know. Hopefully, there'd be some ballet dude sitting in front of me going, "Ooh, that was hot."
Ooh, it's just triple axel.
But those dudes were hilarious because they were like doing the shoulder dancing. They kept moving their shoulders and like going in circles with their shoulders. Like, what are you doing? How do you do that?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It is quite impressive.
But some of that dancing shit was crazy. Like when they're doing flips and shit, and they're and there's like 30 of them on stage, and they're perfectly in sync. Like, it's crazy. That was my weekend.
I remember in college there was a black fraternity that was doing some stomping.
Yeah, stepping.
Is it stepping? It's stomping. Stepping. No, stomping.
Not stepping.
No, stomp.
It's like a step show.
It's stomp.
It's not. Stomp is a movie.
It's stomping.
Stomp is the movie where they walk around with trash cans on their feet.
Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and wiki it and find out. But anyway,
it's stepping.
So they're all out there hooting and hollering, right, doing their dance for their frat.
Yeah.
And I was at this exact moment while they're doing this, I got in a fight with my roommate, my dorm roommate, and I took his fucking shoes and I threw them out the window, like out through the glass.
Yeah.
Well, they all definitely thought someone was shooting at them because they heard the glass shatter, and they all hit the deck, and they're all on the ground. I was like, dude, they're shooting at us.
That's like me on a Thursday night in my apartment.
Yeah. Shit, getting shot at.
Well, dude, Amanda was over here the other night on Thursday. We had dinner over here, and I heard a bunch of pops outside.
Wait, you had dinner here? Who cooked?
We ordered a pizza.
Okay.
I went and bought a pizza.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like you like cooked up some, whipped up something.
I whipped
nice
up something real
for
quick.
For the GF.
Some pasta bake. Uh-huh. Anyway, so these pops go off outside. And there's a bunch of them. They were like I'm not gonna do my gunshot noises, but they were actually gunshots. And Amanda was like, "What is that? Fireworks?" I was like, "Well, give it 10 seconds. If you hear sirens, then it wasn't fireworks." And sure enough, there were sirens everywhere.
No, honey.
That's people shooting at each other.
It's not 4th of July. That happened
so what,
2 months ago.
What have you been up to, man? I know you're in like domestic bliss these days.
I am, dude. I'm loving it.
I mean, you go to Bed Bath & Beyond and
I actually got like $100 gift certificates to Bed Bath & Beyond, dude, so I'm really looking forward to getting over there.
That's a major payday for you since you spent all your money over there anyway.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, what have you been up to, man? I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, by the way, happy birthday. I don't know if the internet knows. Your birthday was this past Wednesday.
My birthday was last Wednesday. I'm getting old, my friend.
You're 42.
I'm going to be retiring pretty soon. we were trying to meet up on Saturday night.
Right.
Didn't happen. So I drank at home.
Yeah.
Chilled out. The week before, I missed the UFC fights.
I think the internet is real worried about your marital status because you're bringing the show to a screeching halt with your boring domestic shit.
Dude, because I just have nothing really to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't know what's been going on in my life.
You gotta go out, man. We gotta start going out again, and we need stories, dude.
Okay, well, here's the thing, dude. It's easy for you to hit me up at 10 o'clock or 10:15 on Saturday and be like, yo, we're gonna be there pretty soon because I live so far still.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like, 10:15, 10:30 in the city isn't late.
Yeah.
But when you're like,
you're right,
you know, 45 minutes outside the city,
you're right.
It's such a production getting into the city.
You gotta park and you gotta look for, you gotta get dressed.
Oh, it's a mess. Yeah. You know, but like here, where you can just hop in a cab or walk to the bar, it's nothing. It's like, all right, 10's nothing. Shit, dude, I'm getting old, son.
Yeah.
You know? But,
you weren't proactive about it, so I figured you, I mean, that was just like a courtesy text. I figured you guys weren't gonna come out.
Oh, no, we were like wanting to.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, but I was waiting for, like, I was waiting for your little Rock Creek Park dance off to end.
Well, we left that at 9.
That's kind of late, right?
And then we went to the other place.
I was going to be there from like 6 to like 7:30. Like, I didn't even know it was a dance-off.
I thought it was like a concert.
I thought it was like a fucking pottery show. I thought you were doing arts and crafts.
I thought it was like a festivale.
I thought it was like the fucking Renaissance Fair. I didn't know what was going on over there.
We walked up there and these like dudes like in a circle like having a dance-off in the parking lot. I was like, what the fuck? It was crazy.
You thought they were going to fight?
They were in a dance fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Jets and the Sharks.
Like Britney Spears and JT back in the day.
Like Dance Off and Zoolander.
It's a walk off. Oh, boy. So, all right, by the way, it is called Stepping. I'm sorry. I thought it was Stomping. I was just thinking of Stomp the Yard.
Dude, I used to be
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know these things.
So, I haven't really been doing anything other than working, bouncing, you know, Friday nights. I'm still just kicking ass, taking names.
Exciting over there.
I mean, it's always excitement. I definitely got to nail some dude like 2 weeks ago. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was a little scrap last week. It was minor, though. But that's it, dude. My birthday was great, man. Just, you know.
Just hung out with your lady.
Just chilled.
Yeah.
You know? So, but look, we do have a couple topics we want to discuss tonight.
Yes, we do.
For discussion. Not for just us.
Yeah.
This is for internets.
This is for
to get involved.
Open forum.
Open. Very good. And this is what this is.
Yeah.
So eventually, do we have Skype? I don't know why people aren't calling in. We got to start pushing that. I know. Because we really don't want to hear from you.
Because we don't really
over the
shit.
Phone. But, we
ask you guys to send in topics and shit, but we don't really care because we don't want to talk about your boring topics. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break because it's hot as shit in here. I got to turn the fans on.
Dude, I can't even think in here. It's like that fucking sauna competition that happened in Russia and two dudes died. They're sitting in a hot sauna for competition. Well, if they do, then the show's over because it's going to be you and I. All right. So we'll be back.
We'll be back. Internet.
Big Brown and Bunks.
That's right. Platinum, but when we roll, I used to ready to ride. as I'm alive, I'ma put it on. Could've gone to jail, shit. Thug nigga, till I'm gone. Way to Bronx, I'm flipping. Five boroughs thoroughly rapping. Let's unite the city and step to the world as a weapon. Cause everybody's checking for puns, second to none. Cause Latin's going platinum, was destined to come. The inevitable, heavily better than whatever you do. We eligible to yes, it's incredibly credible for the revenue. We getting you open with lyrical dope. And these breaths that I'm quoting's like an injectional dose. And it never quits. Taking from TS, a top terrorist. Rapper slash hijack up bombing tracks ever since I was young. I wasn't always big pun, it wasn't always as fun. Hey yo, I rose from the slums, I had to pay my due. Lay a few, but I ain't saying who. Staying true to the game, no names playing it cool. Just me and the crew, holding it down. Long as we round, we gonna keep socking it to you like Homie the Clown. Going down like Pac, ready to ride or die, nigga. Da 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 da.
Pun, you came up, what, making it happen. For rapping on the corner to possibly go platinum.
Big Brown and Burnsy are back
with some fresh brewskis.
You know, the Czechs sure do it right, don't they?
They do. They do. The Czech, the Chechnya, no, not the Chechnyans.
No, they're not the Chechnyans.
The Czechs.
No. Yeah.
Czech Republic.
This is pretty good fucking beer, man.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I like this. I might drink more than one.
Well, that's too bad because I only had two left.
Okay, well, I'm only going to have one. I guess I'm going to have one and go home. Thank you. So, dude, I just had Chick-fil-A on the way over here. And I had the spicy chicken deluxe.
I never have a craving for Chick-fil-A on non-Sundays.
Right? Dude, it always happens. And, it, like, we stopped up. My sister and I went out for my birthday. We went to lunch, and then we stopped up at Columbia Mall to go see my girl. And as we're walking around, like, she just took a break. So Aaron and I had already eaten Ethiopian food. But we went up there just to hang out. Definitely wanted Chick-fil-A. Yep. And Tiffany's like, oh, Chick-fil-A, because the Columbia Mall. Y'all went in there?
Yeah.
Nope, it's Sunday. You're not getting it. It
sucks, dude.
And everyone wants it, dude. You drive by, you're like, oh, I'm going to stop off. Nope, I'm not. It's Sunday. Yep. Damn it. So I got the spicy chicken deluxe, and I got a side salad. Their spicy chicken is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. This, you know? It's spicy as shit, too.
It's legit chicken. And you know what's good about theirs, as opposed to, like, if you get, like, a McDonald's or a Wendy's, like, chicken?
What?
It's so heavily breaded, there's hardly any chicken there.
Yeah, McDonald's, as you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Same with Wendy's, too. I mean, all of them.
Yeah,
it's but all at Chick-fil-A, breading, dude, it's all chicken and, like, a light breading, which is fucking amazing. And I know you like chicken.
I love... But you know what my issue is these days, dude? I love chicken. I love meat. Who am I kidding? But, like, I always loved the fact that I can indirectly get, like, hormones and antibiotics and shit like that from meat.
From meat.
Yeah, because I feel like it's going to help me get bigger and get stronger.
Well, I mean, I think that's why, I mean, as you look generation to generation, these girls are developing so much earlier.
Yeah.
Dudes are so much bigger because of that.
Yep.
Look, I'm not trying to avoid hormones.
Yeah.
In my food. I don't give a shit. I'm not looking to eat organic. Yeah. I'm not looking to be a vegetarian.
No, I look for the opposite. When I go to the grocery store, I look for the most, like, sketchy-looking package of meat I can find.
Dude, that brings up a funny... It's not hilarious funny, but I don't know if it was the night that you... Yeah, it was the night you came over. We had dinner. Tiffany and her brother... Tiffany's brother came over. We cooked... We had chicken. I think you came a little bit late. We already had eaten.
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as we're walking,
Sunday.
So we're walking around the grocery store, and I come up to some packs of Purdue chicken. It's 2-for-1. Well, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a smart fucking consumer, and I love chicken.
You are a smart consumer.
And nothing wrong with Purdue chicken. I love it.
I've always said that about you, that you're a very smart consumer.
I'm very smart. I always got my bonus cards, my savings cards.
You always got coupons.
Oh, yeah. Sunday, that's what I do all day. I get the post, and I clip coupons.
You got a little coupon wallet that separates like, food from pharmaceuticals.
It's the only way to live, dude.
Yeah.
You ain't living unless you pee your pants.
I guess I'm not living because I don't pee my pants or cut coupons. I actually pay extra.
I saw an old dude piss his pants the other day. It was fucking hilarious. But anyway, I'm over at the Purdue, and she's over at, what's this, Nature's Valley or Nature's Best? What's this thing?
The organic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this. And she brings it over. I said, no, fuck that. This is 2-for-1. Yeah. You buy $8, you get two packages. She's like, well, I don't want all that, like, hormone-infested, like, steroids, like, all the chicken.
She doesn't even know what that means.
I want the natural. This is what my mom gets. I was like, wait, this coming from me and her brother started, her brother like was like, wait, what? You're not going to get this? I was like, you eat fucking McDonald's every day. McDonald's chicken nuggets. You think they don't buy Purdue? Yeah. You think they buy the organic shit? Nature's Valley or Nature's Best?
You get everywhere you go, you get chicken fingers, and they're all shit meat.
You eat like a six-year-old. You eat 20-piece McNuggets. You eat Munchkins from fucking Dunkin' Donuts. You eat rubbish food.
Yep.
And you want to go spend extra money on organic chicken.
Yep.
Fuck that.
See, it's all bullshit, man. That's what I don't... It's just because it's marketed in a way that it's more enticing. You're like, oh, I don't want hormones.
Oh, it's free range.
I want hormones.
I want Jim Perdue to take a fucking syringe full of Deca and shoot it right into the motherfucking chicken before she lays a hatch.
And if he feels bad doing the chicken, stick it right in my jugular. Because I'll fucking take it straight.
I want you to do it into the eggshell and inject it full of juice. I want Anadrol in that motherfucker. Yep.
I want
fucking Deca in that thing.
I want Masteron in that shit.
Whatever you can find, inject it into the little baby chicken.
Yep.
So I can just get a little bit off.
And then
of
I'm going to eat its soul and get its powers.
Well, this is why Americans are dying younger. You know what? No, it's not.
This is why Americans are swole.
Yeah, this is why Americans are big and dominate everybody. Because we eat that shit. I don't want free range. I want these motherfuckers, you know, locked up in cages, fed juice and hormones so that I can get a little piece of it. Because I don't want to spend $800 on a cycle right now, okay?
Fuck free range. Fuck organic. Give them some fucking hormones. Give them some antibiotics.
Like old Twinkle Toes, like old Red Wing. Oh, here, I brought you some steaks. It's from my mom and dad's grass-fed cow. Fuck that shit, motherfucker.
Fuck your grass-fed cow.
Yeah. You're so healthy.
You're a pussy-ass grass-fed cow. You can't handle a real cow.
I want that one cow that was all jacked up on that was getting injected with
the Belgian blue bull.
That like the myostatin gene.
No, it's not injected from it.
He didn't have that gene.
Yeah, he's born without it. So he just grows. He just grows like lumps of muscle out of nowhere.
Yeah. So you want to put up your grass-fed cow against that fucking monster?
Oh, he'll eat its face.
No, fuck that shit, dude. I love hormone-infested food. I'm going to keep eating raw meat like that.
All you old butchers out there, if you're listening, I know we have a pretty high butcher listenership. So if you guys have non-organic meat, non-organic anything, extra steroids, let us know. We'll sponsor your shit, and we'll eat it all.
Yeah, and if you ever see me or hear me asking for organic meat, someone stabbed me in the temple with a butter knife because next thing you know, you're going to see me drinking fucking wheatgrass shakes
or shit. Or soy milk. That's
now,
just the worst.
Give me whey, give me casein, give me egg protein.
There's literally been studies that show that soy milk turns penises into vaginas.
Yeah.
It literally
inverts that dick.
Yeah.
So keep drinking, fellas, and vegetarians or whatever, you know.
Keep drinking your soy lattes. See what happens to your ding dong.
So that was funny, but the little side note, as we were going, I was going off on a little tangent there, but I saw an old Asian dude with a fucking pent full of piss just sitting on the bench at Columbia Mall, and he was so content with the fact that he just pissed himself, he didn't even move, he just sat there in it, in a full suit. It was in a tan, like a cream-colored suit.
I mean, what do you do at that point when you piss your pants?
Do you just accept it and just like, yep, I did it? Like, people are walking by laughing at you. I had Tiffany turn around because she didn't see him. I had Tiffany stop. We stopped. I was like, go back, walk right past him again, and looked that he pissed himself. She walked back, looked at him, turned around, and came right back. She's like, he didn't even respond.
I mean, do you just play it off like you spilled your soda on you? Or like, what do you do?
No, I mean, I think he's just old. Like, he just doesn't care. What are you going to say to him?
Yeah.
Well, haha, old man, you pissed yourself.
I saw this old dude. I was at Five Guys the other day. And this old dude, man, he was fucking old as shit. And he had a big ass, like, his gut forced him to sit. Like, his face was 4 feet from the table because his gut was in the way.
Yeah.
And he was eating a cheeseburger. I mean, he split the cheeseburger in half. So he had one bun in each hand. And he was eating it like a bagel.
Like from Rounders. Like,
yeah,
he's a Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Russian with the Oreo cookie.
Like, give this man his money.
Yeah.
Like that dude.
He's the Russian. He's splitting apart. He's John Malkovich
splitting
the Oreo part.
So he splits it, and he's eating it like a bagel, and he's just dropping shit all over his shirt, like ketchup and mustard. And he's dropping shit on the table, And he's just picking it up off the table and eating. And he's just like hoovering the whole fucking table. And I couldn't stop watching this dude. He's a fucking train wreck.
I wish you would have gotten a picture of it.
Oh, man. I was eating lunch with one of my old coworkers. I really wanted to pull my camera out and take a video of him eating that shit. It was hilarious. It was disgustingly hilarious.
I mean, and you know me, dude. I hate fat people. Yeah. I really have a serious problem. And my problem today, I think as I've gotten older and have seen, you know, younger generations growing up to be fatter, parents. I hate fat parents that raise their kids to be fat. I really have an issue with it. It's child abuse. The kids should be taken away. Because you're just trying to make that kid fat. But
you know what
like
it is, though, man? It's not even like a conscious thing, though, right? It's just so much easier to feed them shit than to fight that battle of healthy eating.
Well, dude, no, it's because, you know what? Someone made some comments one time on Facebook. I saw they posted something about this, you know, this five-year-old or whatever. Something about McDonald's. I don't even know what the fuck it was, to be honest with you. I don't even know where I'm going. But anyway, it's because parents let their five-year-old kid control them.
Exactly. It's easier that way.
It's like the kid's going to cry, so you're going to give him shit food.
No, but you know what it is, though? Like, this is what I was a fat kid growing up, but I was fat because of my genetics. I'm just a fat kid. My parents used to give me healthy food.
I think you just grew the wrong way first. Like, because now you're fucking tall. Then you just expanded. Yeah. You're going to be big.
My width was going faster than my
then, yeah, yeah.
No, but what happened, like, all right, remember when we were kids, dude? We didn't have a choice. We ate whatever was given to us.
Yeah.
Like, dinner served. This is what we're having for dinner. You're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't work that way. My nieces and nephews, what's for dinner? My sister would be like, it's so-and-so. She's like, oh, we don't want that. Can you make us a pizza? Or can you get us some chicken nuggets or whatever?
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, fine. Because they don't want to deal with it, so you just make them whatever.
Well, I know. But you know what, though? Like, I think we know a lot more now about nutrition and health than we did back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, things have been, you know, changed. I mean, even the five food groups and what the, you know, what they said we should eat in the way the food pyramid is, it's completely out of whack.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be eating like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sorry, man. When I see fat parents and fat kids, you don't hand your fucking kids Twinkies and Ho-Hos.
Yeah.
Hand them a fucking vegetable.
Well, I mean, you can hand them a Twinkie or a Ho, just as long as it's in moderation and it's not like, you know, it's not a free-for-all.
Do we not, I mean, my sister, brother, and I, we didn't eat sweets. Like, we never, I don't know, we just didn't.
My shit was always rationed to me when I was a little kid.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, see, that, I mean,
I can have a candy bar, like, once a week, or I can have, like, cookies, like.
Well, and we've definitely, as Americans, we definitely don't understand portion control. You know, and I don't. I mean, I understand it. I just, you know, when I'm out eating, dude, I eat until I'm full.
Yeah, that's it. And we eat fast.
But see, the thing is, here's my problem, right? When you're 20, 21, and you're lifting like a fucking maniac, and you're working out, and your metabolism's pumped, like, I still think I can eat the way that I did when I was 20, 21, but I can't, because dude, your metabolism, your body eats that shit up so much. And when you're working out and lifting heavy, it's like, oh, dude, I can eat whatever the fuck I want. Now as you get older, man, I mean, I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
I can't keep doing that.
You're going to break a hip and keep eating like that.
Goddamn right.
But can't, I mean, do it. Yeah, like, when I was younger, I used to eat like shit too. But yeah, I'd be running around all the time, played sports and shit.
So, I mean, I think...
But the other thing, though, here's the other thing, though. One is the nutrition. We're talking about fat kids, right? One is that they're not given the right things to eat, or they're, you know, not even given the right things to eat, but their choices are a lot worse than what our choices were, right? And the other thing is, their lifestyles are so inactive.
Oh, dude, yeah, I mean, because,
like, when we were little kids, we were out.
Yeah.
Oh. In the summertime, I was never home, dude. I'd leave in the morning, and then I'd come back at night.
Dude, we weren't allowed to be in the house.
Yeah.
We would have been killed.
Yeah.
My mom and dad would have killed us, because they just didn't want to deal with us. So it's like, get out. Expand your energy. Get the fuck out. Go play football. Go play baseball. Get out of here. Run around the neighborhood. Get in trouble. Do something.
Yeah.
You're not going to be in the house. And, like,
dude, you had to yell at me and, you know, curse me out to get me in the house at dinner time.
Yeah.
I hated being in the house. And I hated being around my parents. But kids now are always around the parents.
Well, then I think a lot of it does. I mean, it starts at home. But when a kid is at school and they're eating garbage lunches, they need to have a nutritionist at the school as well.
Yeah.
To make sure that the food's good. I mean, these lunches are
It's because it's too expensive.
It's better to go to prison.
I mean, they're cutting corners, though, right? I mean, it's cheaper to
I've gotten some pretty good fucking meals in jail. I mean, you can balance it out, too, when you can trade food.
Yeah.
You know, some people get Jell-O, some get kind of cheese. You
trade your cigarettes for food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty good, dude. I mean, you can get a good sandwich and some vegetables. And then they give you Jell-O. You get the dessert, like a pudding. But then just trade it for, like, more veggies or cottage cheese. That's what I used to do. It's money.
Right.
I mean, it all works out, dude. As long as you get a lot of protein, it's all
good. But the point is that, I mean, we can't really talk because we don't have kids yet. So we might have some fat-ass kids who don't do shit and eat like
that. I'm sure I got a couple fat kids in Montana or, like, Oregon somewhere.
Well, if my kids have my genes, they're going to have the metabolism of a fucking oak tree. They're fucked.
I'm sure I got a couple kids in Idaho, which is no good because not only they're going to, like, they're part Irish, and they'll just be eating potatoes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're fat and
they're going to be fucking corn-fed.
And they're all diabetic.
They're all corn-fed fucking kids.
So, no, man. So, I mean, to wrap up this segment, all you guys raising chickens, keep injecting the hormones.
Yep.
Fat parents, either kill yourselves or you might as well just kill your kids now because they're going to get ridiculed because they're going to be fat. They're going to get made fun of. The girls are never going to get laid unless they're white and they go to school with a bunch of brothers, because then they will. Because black dudes love fat chicks.
Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they don't want the girls to get laid, so they just love to get fat.
As a father, you're like, look, I don't want any dude coming over here. Just keep eating, honey. You're always a princess in daddy's eyes.
Just keep eating, honey.
I don't want you losing your virginity. Just get fat. But no, I mean, you're slowly killing your kids anyway, so just kill them now. Kill yourselves.
Well, you know that obesity is like, it's like, it kills more people than smoking now, right?
It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Heart disease, I mean, cholesterol's just, we gotta clean it up.
What do you think about her, dude? Susie Colbert.
I don't really.
Would you do her? What's going on with her hair?
I don't know. Like, yeah, her hair is always weird. I don't know.
She does have like Lion-O hair.
She's not really hot to me. She's not attracted to me. Who would be the first? I know one of them's dead, but you still might have try to have sex with her. Is out of the TLC group, who is your go-to?
Oh, Chili was my go-to.
Chili, yeah. Even with the mustache like yours?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She did have a
T-Bot. Stat, right? Chili, T-Bot's, and then Left Eye.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like Left Eye because she was like a little gangster. Like, yeah, she tall gangster?
She was too much of a tomboy.
You just want to... I thought T-Boz was more tomboyish.
No.
She kind of built like a dude.
I think it was a tie.
Really?
Yeah. But T-Boz had that hot-ass, sexy voice, that deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
That raspy voice.
When she was singing, you wanted to do her. But, yeah, Chili's probably my number one. Who would you do first? Tomlinson or...
or Justin Tuck.
Peyton Manning.
Probably Peyton Manning.
All right, good call. All right, dude, you're a racist because you want to bang a white dude. We'll be back with Big Brown and Bernsey.
Internet.
Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the shit real, come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stolen for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting foul. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured a workforce and never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation holding open auditions for the part of David. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, you question the reign, you get rushed in and chained up. Fist raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure a single goddamn way to change. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God.
We're back with Big Brown and Bernsey.
Man, it's hotter than balls.
You want to turn that? Well, yeah, turn that fan off since we're back recording. But dude, it is. I'm dying in here, man.
I forgot to turn the fans off.
I don't understand. Like, I just cannot fathom your big ass living in this place right now.
You think,
like,
I sit here when you're not here? I'll be in my room laying
all
out
snuggled
in front of
the bed
with like a sweatshirt on.
Dude, it is miserable in here, man.
You know what? The last week or two's been pretty good. Cooled down a lot outside, so it was nice in here. But yeah, today it's gross outside today.
And
dude, I walked out of my fucking.
You came down to get me tonight, and you're like, "Oh, it's amazing in my place." I thought you were being serious. I thought it was cool in here. You're a dick. I was looking all forward because it's hot as shit.
Yeah, it's muggy too. It's gross hot.
So how about my girl going down to Fort Lauderdale for training for the week?
Yeah,
and it's thunderstorms all week long.
Maybe she'll see Jersey Shore kids. Oh, they're in Miami.
They're in Miami.
And that's pre-recorded.
They're probably not there. No. But dude, it's miserable, and this has been seriously just a miserable year for weather, man. Between the snowstorms and the tornadoes, and then there was another tornado like last week in Damascus, and the rain, and the humidity. I just can't take it, dude. It's too much. Worst. I just want to sit in the AC and not go anywhere.
I kind of want fall to get here, man.
I'll tell you what I want to happen.
What?
I want fall to be here. I want September to be here.
I want football to be
here. And my fucking NFL package. And my Big Ten Network, just tuned to fucking football 24/7.
You get an NFL package?
Yeah, son.
You are?
Yeah, son.
So are we, dude.
Are you? Well, you know what?
Well, actually, we don't know yet because we have to wait till the dude comes out and tells us that there's no, like, the satellite directions.
Oh, by the way, NFL Network is $800 for 3 months.
No, it's not, dude. It's like $60 a month.
Dude, just this preseason, I'm sorry. Like, I do get excited. Just about, like, seeing the players and seeing where everybody is and the potential for the teams. But, dude, I know I might offend some of you people out there that are Skins fans, but just enough is enough. All right, after the preseason game, I see all over Facebooks and the text messages and all the news articles about how great the team is, and they're gonna, definitely going to the playoffs, maybe Super Bowl, all this other shit. Look, it's preseason. All right, the starters play for like two series and they're out.
Yeah, anything past the second drive doesn't even count.
My boys whipped ass. No, they're not your boys because you don't know who the third and fourth stringers are. They're not your boys.
True,
you don't know them. And the girls, the females are the worst because they don't know what the fuck is going on. They can't name the team. They can't name eight players on the team, but their boys won. So, as I was driving over here tonight,
who specifically said that? Because I know you have somebody specific in mind.
No, it's just like these people I used to work with. So, on my drive over here, I was listening to 93.9 or whatever, one of those 95.5 or some whatever R&B station, and they're talking about the Battle of the Beltway. And I'm thinking they're talking about the Nationals and the Orioles because it's in the middle. It's baseball season. Nope, they're talking about the Skins and the Ravens, the Battle of the Beltway preseason. And they're talking smack in the preseason. Yo, what's the point of talking shit in the preseason about who's going to win? Because guess what? It doesn't count. Why are you talking shit?
You're right. I
don't
mean.
Look, I don't care. You can say, yo, Donovan McNabb looked great.
Yeah, he looked
the good. Team looked good.
Yeah.
But you can't talk shit about, 42-17, dude. The Skins dominated. Who'd you dominate? Your third stringers dominated their third stringers? Who gives a shit? Guess what? Some of them are going to be on the practice squad. Most of them are getting cut, so who cares?
And let's be honest. Even if it wasn't the third stringers, it was the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
Didn't they have a worse record than we did last year? I know it's not very hard to do.
Well, yeah, they did. I mean, I don't know, man. It's preseason. I know everyone's hyped. Everyone's ready for football. There's not too much to get excited about here during the baseball season. I know you're all psyched for football, but just can we slow it down a little bit? Donovan McNabb.
I only watched the first quarter and a half. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch past the second quarter.
But, it's so funny because all those people that paid for the tickets to go to the preseason game, I guarantee you, 75% of them last year were saying, fuck Snyder, we're not paying for these tickets, and we're not going to drink we're not going to eat concessions and drink concessions at the preseason games. We're done with this. And then as soon as the season rolls around, bam.
Yep.
They're dropping coin on the tickets, on the parking, and they're treating the preseason game like a real game. They're spending $9 a beer.
Dude, I wouldn't even go to a regular season game. Fuck a preseason game.
No, I mean, dude, it's hot as balls.
Fuck FedEx Field.
I mean, dude, look. Just be excited that it's football season. Because, you know what? I'm fucking psyched about the preseason rankings of the Buckeyes. Right now, they've been consistently placed number two behind Alabama.
Yep.
They're talking about going to the national championship. The defense is going to be ridiculous. They're returning nine on offense. Terrell Pryor is going to be a stud, probably a Heisman candidate. I'm excited. But you know what? When they scrimmage each other and the offense beats their own defense, I'm not going to talk shit and start calling people and be like, yo, do you see Terrell Pryor? And you know, I mean, come on. Just like the Browns, man. Yeah, they won their preseason game against Green Bay. But Aaron Rodgers played like the first series. The dude's a beast.
Yeah.
He would dominate Cleveland in the regular season. So, all right.
I loved watching the first team offense, first team defense do good. First drive, offense and defense wasn't that good, but the second drive was great.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I saw what I wanted to see. I saw a touchdown. I saw a bunch of turnovers. I saw McNabb running, scrambling,
yeah,
getting first down.
Looks good.
Clinton Portis stepped up his game. He was pounding
the ball. He's cut down, dude. He's cut like 20 pounds.
Yeah. And not even that, but he was playing like the old Clinton Portis. He was pounding, dude. He was running. Dude, the last like two seasons, well, not last season because he was hurt, but the season before, whenever he'd run, dude, as soon as he'd get touched, he'd just fall. But now he's back to the pull. He gets the extra push. And
yeah.
I don't know. Getting Shanahan and the whole new coaching staff, I mean, it's paying off. And even old Haynesworth came in late, man. But when he was in there, he made a big difference, dude. He definitely made a big difference. I love that he's like, yeah, the 3-4 is not that bad. All that shit he was talking about, the 3-4, now he's like, yeah, it's not that bad.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, dude, because, I mean, he takes up blockers, man. He forces double teams, and it opens up.
And even as a double team, he's a fucking handful,
dude,
man.
Well, he's huge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know the preseason's turned into a moneymaker for a lot of the teams, but the preseason isn't – it's not meant for the fans.
It's nothing, dude.
It's not meant for the fans. It's for the teams to be prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's for the coaches to eliminate and get down to 53-man rosters, but it's really meant to give the players opportunities to play against other teams in live action and not against themselves in practice because you
– Well, it's the first time,
different, dude.
It's the first time the offense hits and – properly hits. And,
well, yeah. And so, it's for the team. So.
Outside of drills, it's the first time they have live hitting, which is good. I mean, that's what it's for, to get you back into it.
Oh, dude, and I'm pumped up. And it was funny because we were just talking about Tebow and the QB shit going on in Denver. I mean, Kyle Orton's going to be number one. But, dude, don't be surprised if you see Tebow come ahead of Brady Quinn, man. I don't know.
I think he will.
It's a very good possibility.
Dude, I feel bad for Brady Quinn, man. What happened to that dude?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I really necessarily feel bad for him. I mean
he was supposed
physically,
to be a
he's ridiculous.
Star, though,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, he is. He was. But I mean, look, man, Notre Dame hasn't been that good.
Dude, LT looks weird in a fucking.
He does look weird in green. Yeah. But so anyway, other sports news around here right now. People are talking that are interested in baseball. People are talking about Bryce Harper.
The second bandwagon.
They're talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Well,
the Nats have decided he's already made a statement saying that he is going to sign with the Nats, and they're supposed to seal the deal by midnight tonight. I think 10 o'clock was when they're going to present the contract, and then midnight tonight on Monday, August 16th is what today is, they're going to have a signed contract, hopefully. So we'll have two phenoms on our team next year.
Right, and Strasburg's
starting to suck.
Though. Well, I mean, you know, I think he got a little bit ahead of himself, and he definitely had some shoulder issues or elbow issues or whatever. But you know, I mean, the kid's so good. Everyone just needs to chill out and let him. You know,
dude, he's gonna be a beast.
It's his first season.
Yeah, he's pitched like 15 games. He's gonna be fine.
Here's now, you know. You say what you want, but I've been a big fan of his actually since high school, and I've been kind of watching this kid. But Josh Hamilton,
yeah,
who is
he's beastly
ridiculous,
right now.
And I saw him in high school. He was highly touted as a high school player.
What's he? He's leading the league in batting,
dude. Right now, I mean, I haven't looked at it in the past couple of days, but you know, a little while ago, he was definitely there for like Triple Crown. I mean, RBIs, home runs, and batting percentage, but. Bryce Harper is very similar, I think, in terms of natural ability to Hamilton, minus the drugs and alcohol problem. I mean, the kid's a monster, man, and I think he will be like Hamilton. Hamilton was the same thing; he was throwing like 92 miles an hour in high school, slinging the ball. I mean, he can play any position. He hits like it's just a natural baseball player.
Bryce was hitting what? 500 feet, 600 feet, and fucking
600-yard home runs.
600-yard home runs.
I mean, he was hitting home runs further than Tiger Woods was driving.
Dude, he was hitting, no, but seriously, he was hitting like 1,600.
He was hitting 1,600 home runs.
He's killing me. He was hitting 600-foot bombs, right?
He had a, like 500-foot home run in high school. Yeah. That, I mean,
in high school?
Yeah. And that was the thing, is I think he knew he was going to be a pro. He was using wooden bats in high school. And Who does that?
No, he was using wooden bats in JUCO.
In JUCO, too. Who does that? Yeah. Everyone's hitting aluminum because they want to crush the ball.
And he's going to slow his shit down because he knows he's going to go in the pro, so he wants to get used to the wood.
Yeah. I know it's going to happen. I might as well start hitting with this.
That's a beast, at 12. Dude.
You know, like, so we'll see what happens. But
how can you not want to see that, man?
Oh, I know. Dude, no, you want to see that. I mean, you want him on your team. And right now the rumors are that the clubhouse is split. They're a little, you know, people are getting sick of the shenanigans with, you know, the whole signing and how much money he wants. And, you know, because of last year
with Strasburg.
Zimmerman.
He's a bum. Dude, that dude wouldn't start. He'd be like third string in any other ALS team, AL East team. And he's a fucking star in this team. That means... Dude,
I think it does. I think it definitely makes some players bitter, especially veterans, when a kid who has done well in JUCO and has natural ability gets this huge contract to say, you know what, like we just talked about with Eli Manning, you know, fuck off, you know, I want this, making demands at 18 years old that, you know what, look, you did good in JUCO.
Yeah.
Let's chill out a little bit here. Yeah. You know, I mean, but who knows? Because baseball,
wait, for the benefit of the internets, I know we keep saying JUCO. That's
junior,
for
college.
Junior college.
We're sorry, internets. baseball and basketball contracts, dude, that money's guaranteed. The NFL money's not. So, I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, you sign a big baseball contract, you're getting that fucking money, man, no matter what, whether you play or not.
So when you finally have your little degenerate Burnsy baby, what sport are you going to push him in?
I would like to say football is the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
But realistically...
That's because of your love.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but realistically, probably golf.
Yeah.
Look, you could play forever.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt. No, but I mean...
Isn't golf the hardest, though, to break into?
I mean, I think so.
Especially now, man.
Yeah. I mean, now it's such a big sport. But dude, I mean,
I think I'd push.
How do you not want your kid?
I think I'd push
football,
him in baseball.
Man.
I mean, obviously my kid's gonna play football. He doesn't have a choice, but definitely baseball too, man.
But you know what? You know what's
happened
though, dude. You know what's happened? Like especially with people who are, you know, geared toward football or playing football, is they're a little bit more encouraged to do track instead of baseball come spring.
Yeah.
You know, and that's. That's to help with speed and athleticism because baseball, you don't really need to be that athletic to play baseball. I mean, you have to be athletic to a point.
Well, the career is a lot longer.
The Cecil Fielders of the
world. You can be a beast-ass batter and be a valuable asset to your team and still be a fat fuck.
True.
Yeah.
Cecil Fielder.
Yeah, Cecil Fielder.
Case in point.
And his son.
He's organic now. Yeah. He's lost a shitload of weight. But
he's organic.
He's organic.
He stopped eating fucking hormonal chicken.
He goes all organic now. But I don't know, man. It's football season. I'm ready. Let's talk about big thing going on in October. And we're not talking about Oktoberfest.
No.
We're talking about the next best thing.
Some say the best thing.
Well, I have heard that.
It's called Octobeards. So here's the lowdown on Octobeards. You have to enter to be a part of Octobeards.
Men and women can enter. Ladies,
if you've got a wicked beard, jump in. So here's what's gonna happen.
So I got a wicked boner.
Burnsy and I are gonna we're gonna grow our beard. So on October 1st, you can either go clean shaven or at least trim it to down to like stubble.
Okay.
You don't have to go clean shaven because I don't ever go clean shaven.
Yeah.
So you know I'll trim it down to like. No guard on the Clippers. So it's, and then you send in your picture on October 1st to show us that you're entering and that you're, you know, trimmed all the way down or shaved. And then for the month of October, you don't trim your beard. You can shave your neck or whatever you have to shave around it, but you can't actually trim the hair of your beard.
Keep it growing.
So you send a picture on October 1st to tell us that you're gonna participate. October 15th, give us an update. And then on Halloween, October 31st, you send us your final beard picks. And Burnsy and I will judge, and the winner will get a secret prize.
Ooh.
Secret.
Oh. But if that doesn't excite you, internets, I don't know what.
But here's the deal. Burnsy and I aren't going to, we're going to grow our beards out, but we're not going to participate. We're just going to judge. So you guys are lucky because you don't want to deal with Burnsy's beard.
Internet, yeah, you're lucky.
I think between Burnsy and I, you guys don't really want us to enter anyway, so it's fine.
No, but dude, this is the buzz about town.
It is the buzz. We did it 2 years ago and it was a fucking hit, and hopefully we can do it again this year. So we'll send the official invites out on Facebook so we can do updates and people can comment on shit and make fun of each other and
yeah. I wanted to get fun because I love seeing like patchy beards and like
Rockstar's got a dirty, nice filthy
beards. Yeah. Like it just looks filthy.
Yeah, Rockstar's got a real good patchy beard.
Mine starts looking like just
You know who has a hell of a beard is Dano's got a hell of a beard.
Oh, he does, man.
He's a hairy ass dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's like a little, he's got some skin color to him and he's just dark, you know, his dark hair. And but dude, I'm ready, man. Yeah. I want to see how many people participate. Internets, man, seriously, send them in, man. Anyone that's on Facebook or following us, if you don't follow us on Facebook, if you just listen, shoot us like a digital, you know, email us like some digital photos or something. Text me a fucking pic. I don't care.
Yeah, any kind of documentation of your clean face on October 1st, that way we'll know you're in and we'll put you in the list. And, you know, when we send shit out, we can give people updates about your beard and shit like that. So there'll be an official update.
I mean, and for all my boys who are in jail or prison right now, and you're listening somehow, maybe the guards snuck you an iPod or whatever. All right, listen, you guys, you don't have to clean up for a job. You don't have to clean up for anything.
Yeah.
Grow it out. Send us some pics.
I'm a government contractor. I'm going to do it.
I'm in sales. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hide my face. And I'm jumping in, man. But I'm not going to enter the contest, but I'm going to grow mine along with everyone. Yeah. And I, I'm looking forward to seeing some pics.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be epic this year. This is going to be a good. It's going to be a good, good. So look, you got a month. You got a month to sort your shit out. If you can't grow a beard, go get some Rogaine and put it on your face, or drink some Rogaine. Whatever you got to do.
And ladies, if you can't grow the facial hair and you want to like grow like a 70s style taboo,
if you want to grow your bush,
you can grow that out too.
We can call it Octo Beeve.
But you got to start. You got to start with.
Clean shave.
With the wood floors, hardwood floors.
So, all right. So now we're going to amend this to Octo Beards and Octo Beeve.
Okay. Octo Beeve.
It's got a good ring to it, Octo Beeve.
Sounds good.
All right. So that's going to happen on October 1st. Get your shit straight.
What about dudes that clearly cannot grow facial hair? Like Asian dudes? Can they do like Big Muff too? Can they do pubes?
Yeah, they can do pubes.
Can they do like the hangover dude?
But I'm still going to call you a fucking. I'm still going to say you have a beaver if you grow your fucking pubes over your facial hair.
Just send it. Yeah, just give us like a fruit basket shot if you want. Yeah.
So, Marky Mark in Australia, if you're listening, dude, you gotta do this. That dude's a little Filipino dude. He's the best, dude.
Yeah, send in a fruit basket.
He did his mustache when we did Movember in Australia. He just looked like he had a dirty Sanchez. Like he had dirt on his lip.
Well, dude, yeah, I'm excited. I want to see this, and I do want to thank the traffic on Facebook and the website recently, dude. We have some we got some good traffic, man.
Yeah, you guys are doing good. Keep up the good work.
And again, I know we say it every fucking week, man, every time we're recording, but suggest the page to your friends. Get more listeners, man. Like, we have a lot of strangers that listen to the show and that are actually, like, participating in the show, and our friends aren't even, our good friends aren't participating or helping us out. It's people that we don't know suggesting the link to their friends.
Some of my best friends don't even listen to the show. It's great.
Oh, I mean, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. So, yo, keep listening. Any topics you want us to talk about? Our boy sent in something about Krispy Kremes. It came in kind of late. We couldn't read it and get caught up, so maybe we'll discuss it at a later date. But, you know, keep listening, suggesting it, get it out there, man. Big Brown and Burnsy, peace.
We love you, Octo Beeve.